me tell you something shocking, all right? This is shocking. According to polling, one in three young people in this country think that there are countries better than America. Of course, they've never visited any of these alleged countries that are better, but they believe many countries are better than America. And it's not just like there's one country that's better. They think other countries in general are better. One in three young people believe this because we've flooded their brains with garbage and told them there are 162 genders and other stupid things that we can't seem to clear our heads of. But young people have a chance to re-educate themselves and learn the truth, I suppose. My next guest, Audria Taylor Decker, is the founder and president of I Am Tomorrow, a youth-led activist organization geared toward getting America's youth reinvested in their own country. Audria, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. All right, so how old are you?
I'm 24, so just a couple of years out of college. And at I'm Tomorrow, we work with students on campuses across the country.
Ripe old age of 24, kind of long in the tooth, right? Yeah.
Right.
So tell me about working with these. And first of all, back up. Why did you decide to take this on? I mean, you've got a lot of things you could do. You're 24 years old. You could do 1,000 things in your life. You decided to take this on. Why?
Yeah, you know, I realized at an early age when I was 15 and when we founded the organization that there's a disconnect in my generation. We have an entire generation that for a long time has been largely politically apathetic. Millennials were politically apathetic and not voting, not engaged, not involved. And then more importantly, we didn't understand, and we still don't fully, the importance of the principles that our nation was founded on and how they've been proven to work longer than any other constitutional republic in the history of the world. And we believe that that should be preserved for future generations. And that's only going to happen if the next generation is voting. You know, millennials and Generation Z are going to make up nearly 40% of the voting electorate in 2020.
Right.
And
actually,
so we have to see the next generation engaged.
Sure. Actually, it's the longest functioning government in world history. Not just constitutional republic, the longest functioning government
right.
in world history is the United right. States. Countries have been around longer, France and the UK and others, but their governments change along the way. So, yes, what
That's
we have
right.
done here is wonderful. And I think one of the things that really concerns me most is that people don't understand that the Wealth of Nations, Adam Smith, the foundational principles of free enterprise laid the groundwork for free people and free association. And it's all freedom. And these kids seem to embrace the idea of socialism because I think they're so obtuse, they don't understand what it really is. Am I right or wrong?
Oh, that's exactly right. I mean, you touched on it already. This is what is being taught in our classrooms, both you know, at the high school level and at the university level. And so we shouldn't be surprised. And it's across the board. It's not just state institutions of higher learning. It's also private institutions of higher learning. I can tell you that from personal experience and from talking with other students across the country. It's in our curriculum. We are teaching that capitalism is evil and communism is good. I mean, this is what literally written into our textbook. And
well,
so
isn't that
have,
crazy? I mean, let me jump in here because, Audrey, I got to say this. You know, you look at places like Otterbein comes to mind in Ohio, private, you know, school where parents pay $100,000 a year or more to send their kids to turn out communists. Now, how do those parents afford to pay $100,000 a year over 4 years, almost $500,000 to have their kids turned into little, you know, communist zombies? Free enterprise got them there. Capitalism got them there. Some sort of, you know, American dream got them there. And yet, you know, nothing is more laughable than the kid driving around with a, you know, save the planet and I believe in socialism with their Apple sticker right next to it on the back of their cars. Come on. I mean, come on.
Right. I think it's easy to see that and we get discouraged and we think, this is the next generation. You know, we're doomed. We are in trouble if this is the next generation. But what I tell people all over the country is I'm actually very encouraged when I talk with young people because overwhelmingly, they're surprised. They're surprised to learn about the truth of America's founding. They're surprised to learn about these proven principles that have worked in our nation and in our history. They're surprised to learn about the freedom and opportunity that we have in America and that it's actually unprecedented when compared to other countries around the world. But no one's made the connection for them. They have not been told. And so I tell the generation above me, don't be discouraged, and then do your part to have meaningful conversations with people in my generation, millennials and Generation Z, to help connect the dot for them, because it's not happened in our education system. And so we have to do it in our own communities in order to make sure that freedom is preserved for another generation.
No question. And that's kind of our responsibility, is to pass freedom along. So when you talk to young people, you're just one voice out there. How do you turn this into something that reaches more people and more people? Obviously, you have your organization here, but it's going to take more, because, I mean, the overwhelming amount of ignorance in the country, I'm sorry to say, is pretty significant.
Right. I think it sounds daunting, but I do think that it's got to be an organic approach of changing hearts and minds, and those people will go on to reach other people. I mean, we're talking about an entire generation here, as you said, and we have to teach these students and people in my generation how to ask the important questions. You know, with this poll and study that came out, one of the questions that we ask people is, why do you think so many people want to come to the United States? Why are people around the world literally waiting in line to come to the United States? Because of the opportunity and the freedom that we have here that is unprecedented. The founders believed in the pursuit of happiness, and that is ingrained into the founding of our country and the way that we govern and we operate. We talk about the freedom here. You know, 80% of the global population experience severe limitations on their rights to freedom of thought, freedom of conscience, and freedom of religion. We have freedom here. We have freedom of religion here that other countries around the world don't experience. And so we need to tell the stories of what life is like in other countries, because in large part, our generation doesn't know. We're ignorant of what life is like in other countries. And then we take it for granted, and we're entitled to what we have without realizing what has to be done to protect and defend what we have.
Agreed completely. Audria Taylor Decker here, founder and president of I Am Tomorrow. It's I Am, the number 2, M-O-R-O, I Am 2, M-O-R-O, a youth-led activist organization geared toward getting America's youth educated, not even reinvested or interested in America, just understanding what we are. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, I think that this is just a critical time for us as a nation, and I think we have an exciting opportunity to reach out to this next generation, to engage with them, and each one of us do. You don't have to be a millennial or a Gen Z to reach someone else in that generation. All of us have the opportunity to do that, and this study and this survey just shows us that we need to do a better job of communicating to the next generation in our churches, in our communities. Perhaps it's the neighbor that lives down the street from you. Whoever it may be, we have a tremendous opportunity to reach out to them. And this is a good year, an election year. People are a little bit more engaged, a little bit more interested in having these conversations, and now's the time.
A great conversation here, Audria. Greatly appreciate you being here. Look forward to you coming back on the program. Thank you so much for your insight.
Great. Thanks so much for having me on.
There you have it, Audria Taylor Decker here. There is hope for tomorrow. There, you just heard it, see? Bringing hope to you on the Steve Gruber Show, back after this.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years
since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
The holidays are over, but the Roxor sale keeps rolling. Get $1,000 off 2019 models. No payments for 90 days. 2019 base models start at $15,999, but you could also combine that with special Roxor financing for additional savings. So whether you want to hit the trails or put it to work, it's even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. Hurry into your Roxor dealer today. Restrictions apply. See your local dealer or visit RoxorOffroad.com/offers for complete details.